Thanks, Julia. It's damage control coming from the governor's office over a flap with Facebook. The Department of Revenue recently gave the impression that Facebook would owe for property taxes that were waived by Crook County as part of the deal for them to locate in Prineville. As part of the Enterprise Zone enticement, property taxes for the Facebook data center are waived for 15 years, and the governor's office confirms that the original deal still stands. Another question that Facebook has today is what the state means by possible taxes they'll face on the vague concept of intangible assets. Tim Raphael with the governor's office says they are trying to reassure Facebook that intangible assets are only connected to business they do in Oregon and not anything beyond that.
Well, yes, again, the intangible assets is a part of the assessment, but again, there's nothing in that the state can do or would do that interferes or supersedes the existing Enterprise Zone agreement. So for 15 years, there's no uncertainty at all about that.
The confusion over the tax bill comes at a crucial point in time when other big companies are seriously looking at Central Oregon for their data centers. The dilemma with the pumpkin patch and corn maze that had the owner concerned that his business would be stopped has been resolved for the moment. Matt Lizignoli with the Central Oregon Pumpkin Company says he met with Deschutes County officials Tuesday night, and they agreed that he could operate without getting any citations, and he also agreed to meet with them in the near future about the future.
They want to look at some different avenues, considering possibly a farm stand permit, but even that, there's some gray areas in there as far as what constitutes a farm stand, and I guess that there's really not any clear definition.
Lizignoli says a Facebook page was dedicated to the problem, and it posted the phone number of the county code office, and that, along with the appearance on KBND's Lars Larson show, put some pressure on the county to resolve the issue. He says that they all agreed to meet in the near future to find a way for Lizignoli's pumpkin patch and corn maze to have proper permits. President Obama's new plan to help ease the burden of crushing student debt is getting some good reviews. His plan, issued through executive actions, would limit students' repayment loans to 10% of discretionary income and would forgive all debt after 20 years. Kevin Moltop, the director of financial aid at Central Oregon Community College, believes the plan looks promising.
My initial reaction is that this is good news for student borrowers because it seems to be expanding the repayment options for various students and making the deal even better for those who have set up an income contingent or income sensitive repayment plan. So, yes, I believe it reduces the monthly amount that a student would have to pay, and the forgiveness would happen within 20 years instead of 25.
The average student debt last year for students was just under $35,000. The Obama student loan repayment plan would start in 2012. Opening arguments started today in the Stephen Blalock murder trial. He is the man charged with murdering his wife, Lori, last October. He never reported her missing, but her employer, St. Charles, did when she didn't come to work. Her body has never been recovered, but it's believed her husband dumped her in the Santiam River near Idana. Lori's friend, Mary Frost, says it's been a long and painful year. She talked with our news partner, News Channel 21.
Yeah, it's been a lot of heartbreak this last year.
The jury for the trial was selected yesterday, and it includes 5 men and 9 women. Oregon's first and only female governor has written a book to record her groundbreaking trail. Barbara Roberts was Oregon's governor 1991 to 1995. She just has written a book called Up the Capitol Steps, A Woman's March to the Governorship. She grew up in a small town in the Willamette Valley, but went from special education lobbyist to the House of Representatives to governor. She hopes her story is inspirational to other women in politics.
And I am also hoping that young women will look at this book and see themselves in roles. I never had a chance to have a woman mentor or to see a woman in public office when I was a girl. I now know that young women see that, and I think it makes a difference in how they see their future.
Barbara Roberts will be the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts. She'll be in Central Oregon this weekend at the Paulina Springs Bookstores in Redmond and Sisters for book readings. For one Portlandarian economist, Texas Governor Rick Perry's proposal for a flat tax is landing with a thud, 1110 KBND's John Erickson reports.
Economist Bill Connerly likes the idea of a flat tax, but has problems with the Perry version.
One of the problems with his plan is this is an alternative. You can choose the current complicated code, or you can go to a 20% flat rate that you can file on a postcard.
According to Connerly, people will figure their tax the new way and the old way, and that'll make it more complicated and not less. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.